Hello dear student, you're welcome to another chapter number 9, and we would be talking the distribution part of tours, managing the distribution. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and we will continue adding to our knowledge by stepping into chapter 9 and managing the distribution part of the tour and other components. How that goes, we will look into that. The learning objective of this particular chapter, number 9, is to know about distribution system and their components. We will also learn and understand the changes in the distribution system. When we talk about distribution, we are referring how the product that are designed is distributed or given to the end user or taken from the service providers. We know the factors influencing the distribution in tourism and describe the role of distribution in tourism. All this, we will also further know the functions of a distribution system. So let's try to understand what do we know by using this distribution system. We also understand the distribution channel used by the tour operators. The tour operators who run the business of distributing the tourism product, what channels they use, how they manage the distribution channel effectively, and know about GDS. GDS refers to Global Distribution System. The product that are created are very much distributed through a particular system called Global Distribution System or the other system that we will learn in this chapter. So distribution, to understand the word distribution, is regarded as one of the most critical managerial decision which can determine the competitiveness and profitability of an organization. Promotion plays an important and complementary role to the selected distribution channels in tour operations. So yes, with promoting a product, you need to have a good distribution system. And that is called distribution channel. In the context of travel and tourism, distribution is defined as follows. This definition would further explain to you what we understand by distribution channel. It's an organized and service system created or utilized to provide convenient points of sale and or access to consumer away from the location of production and consumption. The production of tour, which also we referred as manufacturing of the tour, are not consumed where they are produced. So that the production and the consumption are far away. A tour product that is produced in Dubai may be for consumption in Thailand. So this is what the role of distribution channel comes in. And that is known as global distribution system. The definition implicitly says that it needs careful planning in the development of the distribution channel. So it needs a planning. These are to be serviced periodically through a combination of sales promotion literature, sales visit, call center, online access, etc. So all these distribution channel have to support with a sales promotion, sales literature, and call center. Each channel, once put in place and service and finance, will become an effective pipeline to generate desired sales over a specified marketing campaigning period. So if a product that is created like a winter holiday in Switzerland, and that is produced, manufactured as a product in Switzerland at a holiday resort or winter activities or sport in Switzerland, be it is skiing or snow climbing or other activities. Now that product is far away from a traveler who is going from, say, United Kingdom. So the consumption has to be managed from the production through a distribution channel. And that is what we refer to as a distribution channel. So distribution means access, point of sale, location, and providing convenience to customer. So that product, as I just referred, a winter sport or a skiing resort or snow climbing or any activity linked to winter sport that can be consumed only in a specific area, need to be distributed for the consumption of it at international level. And who comes in between is this distribution channel. So the producer of that holiday product of winter sport, winter activity of Switzerland, the Swiss sales team will visit, make sales call, put their presentation up into international markets, and look for business from the distribution channel. In the context of travel and tourism, this is important, wherein purchase it at multiple point of sale from the places of actual service of the production. So not winter sports are 100% utilized or consumed by the citizens of Switzerland. They would possibly attract tourists coming in from France, from UK, or far away from that destination, anywhere in the world. And that would only work if a distribution channel is employed and systematically planned and positioned. Let me give you an example. You have a bank account at bank in, say, Pune. You have a bank account in Axis Bank Pune. Just an example to understand the distribution channel. Now, in modern days, to withdraw money, you don't have to go to Pune to that bank and withdraw your money. So what distribution channel are we talking about? You do have ATMs spread around the entire country, and you have an access with your ATM card. So by sitting in Mumbai, you put your ATM card, that's a distribution channel to get your money from your Axis Bank account in Pune. And the money can be drawn, as an example, either in Mumbai or in Chennai or in Delhi. So this explains that distribution channel helps in consumption, or in the example I gave, utilization or withdrawal of your money. So likewise, consumption of the tourism product produced for Switzerland destination, which is a place of consumption, need not be only meant for the locals. So international travelers would come in with the help of distribution channel. So the money, I gave the example of ATM. So money can be withdrawn anywhere despite having your account in another city where you don't live. Okay, so this will help you to understand the distribution channel. The intangible nature of tourism sector we look at the reason for the shifts occurring in tourism distribution. What are the reasons? Difference in marketing and distribution tourism product. The intangible nature of tourism sector. Service that is provided cannot be touched. Intangible. It is not tangible. You cannot say that, okay, you can just rate it. I thoroughly enjoyed. I fully enjoyed. I enjoyed to the maximum, but you cannot say I enjoyed 10 units, 20 units, and so on. So the services are intangible, and that only happened with the development of the internet and the distribution channel. The emergence of e-commerce and e-business has helped also in creating a good distribution channel network. Tourism information rich industry. Of course, tourism is an information rich industry. You have a lot of information available. And the industry intangible nature puts more dependence on information material at point of sale location. So product for Switzerland is sold in France. So tourists from France would possibly go to a ski resort in Switzerland, or they would take a cable car in Switzerland at Titlis Mountain. The product consumption would happen at Titlis Mountain or Interlaken in Switzerland. For a tourist coming in from anywhere, could be from India, could be from Europe, could be from America, Japan, China, you name it. So this is how distribution channel work. And that need to be systematically planned so that you reap the biggest revenue and benefit by putting up a systematic distribution channel. So growth in distribution channel development. What is a growth? Production capacity has to be matched with the more point of sale. So you need to have more places to sell your product. More publicity, more announcement, more distribution channel, the more sale arm that you would have would take your product at bigger height of sale. Likewise, growth in business units of any group or chain, growth in outbound travel has increased the distance that customer travel now. So yes, the distance that travelers at the moment do, maybe 200-300 years before, we were possibly thinking of going within a one particular region. But with the growth of outbound travel, you have travelers from one country, from South America, going all the way up to Japan or Russia, or Russian tourists coming in from Serbia, from the Siberian area of Russia to holiday in Goa, and Canadians coming in from Canada, Calgary, Ottawa, Winnipeg, all the many cities of Canada come for a holiday or a leisure trip to, say, Amritsar, those who have been living there for three generations and are Canadian and living those Sikh community. Those brothers come in all the way from Canada with the help of a distribution channel to visit certain places in Asia. And how do we develop distribution channel? Identifying and targeting first-time customer in order to achieve business growth. Not all the customers are regular visitors or repeat. So to create more awareness, you need a better system and systematically manage distribution channel to create interest in the first-time user. Increasing importance of providing more support in terms of easy access to repeat or loyal customer. Any destination, any product that becomes successful, also, it happens with the help of the lawyer or repeat. Many destination in the world claim to have repeat customer margin up to 60%. One of such destination I can quote here is Thailand, which very proudly claim that visitors to Thailand 70% plus are repeat, which is a good percentage of retaining a customer. Because repeat you only do when you are happy with your earlier visit. And for that, you need to provide more support to such customer. Growing competition to grab pie of the market where there is an excess capacity in a destination. So you try to take with a good distribution channel a better or a larger share from the pie, from the availability of product. Factors which influence your distribution system. What are those factors? It's not just making the goods or services available, but also making the client aware of their availability and upgradation from time to time. So the tourists coming in from Russia, Siberian belt, or could be anywhere from the extreme cold part of Russia, know that they can have a good holiday, a beach holiday in Goa. And they must be aware where they could go for holidays. So awareness to the end user is a very important message in influencing your distribution system. This necessitates proper managing of the personnel engaged in distribution or channelizing the services and product. So you need to have proper management for that. And time to time upgradation. So regular information are provided in your distribution channel and not remaining them with outdated or old information. Following are the factors that may influence your distribution system. Let's take account of what are the factors that influence the distribution system. Image of your organization. How does the brand that you are marketing as a destination or your organization, the tour operator, what is the image? How strongly it stand in the market? What are the expectations and what people look about your organization? Location and point of sale. So wherever there are end users, accessibility, are you present at those point of sale? Or do you need to have more connectivity, more linkages to be made? Cost of distribution. And obviously, you have to control costs of distribution because any extra cost incurred would always add up to your product and ultimately the product will start costing more and could possibly not make a product in the cost leadership. Because right now, any competition is always looking at what is the cost leadership, where I can go. If identical products are available, so they would look at the distribution channel. So users of perceptions regarding products. So most products are having a perception as a mindset. People understand or know that destination with a specific mindset. So effectiveness of marketing effort, how successful you are in your marketing effort in creating a systematic distribution channel. Your success in marketing would decide on your distribution channel's functioning. The key functions of any distribution system are increasing points of sale, location so as to have easy access to the customer. So more offices, more point of sale to be increased. For example, a tourism board having an office in Mumbai, it's not always advisable for them to present the product for that city from time to time and time and again. Possibly some of them have stepped into two-tier cities and three-tier cities to make their product known to other markets. Flights to Thailand, example. Initially, there were flights only out of major cities, but now airlines are flying out of Bengaluru, Ahmedabad, Amritsar, Chennai, Bengaluru. Why? Because point of sale as a service, as a distribution channel to attract tourists has increased. So people living in Punjab belt would love to fly out of Amritsar instead of coming to Delhi. Likewise, people flying out of Gujarat would love to fly out of Ahmedabad and not necessarily come to Mumbai. So that is increasing your point of sale. Facilitate product purchase earlier or in advance of their production. So you need to make your product and purchase earlier so that there is no last minute surprises. The diverse role of performed by any distribution system are what they do. The diverse role, point of sale and easy access to the customer. I gave you the example of flights to Thailand, say Bangkok, are not anymore only out of Mumbai. Likewise, Hajj passengers going for Hajj pilgrimage can now fly from so many airports in India. Once upon a time, they were limited only to Mumbai, Delhi and Madras and possibly Bangalore or Hyderabad. Now you have point of sale. Hajj pilgrims can fly out of Aurangabad, Nagpur in Maharashtra state, or Lucknow in UP, other cities in your UP. So that point of sales have increased, so it make easier for a distribution channel and a systematic approach. Display and distribution of product information in all those point of sales. Sales promotion and merchandising opportunities responding to yield management action plan. Now with the distribution channel, the yield management also is important. What type of yield management as in turn we are looking forward to? Advice and purchase assistance, for example, tour planning, suggesting options. So you purchase assistant that could be in any form. Purchasing assistance can be provided. Like, okay, so-and-so airline flies out of so-and-so and you can buy in coordination with our product also. So that is advice and purchase assistant that is provided in a distribution channel. Now, role of distribution system refers to receiving and transmitting sales revenue to the major segment. Okay, receiving and transmitting sales revenues to major segment. Provision of support services. You have to have good provision to support the services. Likewise, sources of marketing intelligence for the product, for the producers, yes. You have to have a good grip on the marketing intelligence. Market intelligence plays an important role. Launching a flight from a particular destination, will it attract your, is it a good point of sale? It may be used as a part of major segment in advertising and PR campaign. Also a medium of handling customer grievances. Of course, when you offer services, there could be a factor called customer's satisfaction. So that has to be handled. And grievances may erupt, sometimes elevated on much higher level. So directing them to another source if in case there is a grievance with regard to that. So in general, The tourism distribution function channels are: check consumers' need, request and expected experience. This is very important. What customer need? What are they asking for? Collect tourism product from different providers. So instead of putting your eggs in one basket, you can look into more suppliers so that the suppliers according to customer interest and taste. So you have more suppliers, and accordingly you would have a good grip on your distribution channel and your client satisfaction. Provision of various coordinated and continuous tourism products. They have to be coordinated and continuous tourism product. Make easy the selling process by reserving and issuing travel document. And the process should be easy. So the travel document, issuance of tickets, issuance of travel voucher, hotel reservation should be made easier in the distribution channel. Distribution system comprises of three parts. And what are they? Customers and intermediaries. Business with products to sell, such as airline, hotels, and attractions, are often identified as major segment. So we are looking these who would distribute the products. Major segments, we refer them as airline, hotel, and tourist attraction. They are major segment, and they should be in proper manner and with a good support. Then the second segment is customers. They have a choice. The major segment, they have a choice whether to sell direct or to customer to achieve sale through one or more third parties known as agents or intermediaries. So major segment, the airline may decide to sell alone, which generally is not happening. Airlines are always looking into intermediaries, the third parties who are travel agent. So look at this chart that tells you the transport distribution and the distribution channel used by tour operators. So tour operator would look at specialty planners. The specialty planners say concierge services, meeting and convention planners, which are known as MICE planning, and incentive company. They are all falling under MICE. Meeting, incentive, conferences, exhibition or event. So these are some of the tour operators who are specially working for these products. Then there are retail travel agents who would buy this transport and accommodation. So they will approach tour operators, they will approach to the retail travel agent, or they will operate to tour operator by directly using telesales call center, which could be an online. Then they would approach tour operator who are retail travel agent and have direct contact with the customer. Or they look at the home worker retail travel agent or travel agent who are online. All of them are reaching to the customer in their own manner. So these are channels of distribution, picking up different type of tour operator who either directly go or have intermediaries in between, that is shown in this slides. So tour operator would go to online, travel agent would go to customer. Tour operator, that is a retail travel agent, would straight away go to direct, or tour operator using their own telesales activity would approach direct to the customer. So this chart suggests various channels of distribution for tour operators. Direct and indirect, we spoke. what is a direct to the customer. You can approach customer with your telesales. You send an email. You have a customer who walks in into the office. So they are your direct customer who has just walked in and seeking some information that you provide, close the deal. Or online via booking engine, lot of travel agent who are online, whom you don't see, all their products are online, or indirectly using the intermediary, which we talk about, online travel agents, travel agent, incentive travel company, and meeting and convention planners. All these two last refers to the MICE business, meeting, incentive, conference, event, and exhibition. So choice of tourism distribution channel, the tour operator needs to assess carefully their channel option by having due diligence on the following factors. What are their costs? This includes consideration of the commission and the costs involved in the distribution of the marketing material. As I mentioned in one of the earlier chapters, that many airlines have now stopped giving commission and the travel agents are working on service charges. There are few airlines who are giving minimum amount of commission. So the cost, why was this done? Once upon a time, IATA commission was 9%, then brought to 7 and then 5, and now many airlines don't give any commission and the agent work on their own service charges. Why this was done? For cost, so that the revenue earning part goes again on the shoulder of customer, and airlines don't filter out any more money to the travel agencies. So cost, then the control, specifically the degree of control the operator wishes to have in the distribution of their product. Say we take an example, selling directly to ensure that information given to the potential customer is accurate, which may be particularly important for specialist operator. So the example tells you that it is sold directly. So the right information without any filtration, alteration is passed on to the end user. Moving further of choice of tourism distribution channel, what do you pick up as a choice? Service, the level and quality of service, the cost we have seen in the earlier thing, then intermediaries. Service also plays an important role because of the quality of service can be controlled if operators sell directly to their customer, whereas they have little control if it is filtered down through the intermediaries. And then of course, consumer. The target market and their preferences can be the consumer, the particular segmentation of the consumer. So resources commitment is another choice that you can pick up in your distribution channel. How much support can they offer to travel agent and other retail intermediaries? A question mark. Competitors' activities, how are competitors doing? You are in a market of a competition. Obviously, you can't sell something which is higher than the competitor, or on service level, possibly you have some added value. But again, it depends on the cost. If you have added value to your product for which you are asking from similar competitor product, little more money, possibly you may gain business through your distribution channel. But competitor activities are always a matter of a choice. Coverage and access to the market segment. Can retailer access potential customers more efficiently than the tour operator themselves? It's a question of coverage. And likewise, image. When you talk of image, does the retailer support the image? What image has been built up, do you think the retailer would work towards retaining that image? Because the retailer has the interest of earning the commission, and that's all. They may not be in interest of retaining the image. So we now come to the global distribution system, which I mentioned earlier. GDS is a network operated by a company that enables automated transaction between third parties and booking agent. Now, GDS could be any system that is working, and that system is neither a buyer or a seller again. So they buy from the supplier, supply chain, and they sell it to the travel agent or the consumer. They are just a global distribution system. So GDS can link services, rates, and booking, consolidating products and services across all three travel sectors, that is airline, hotel, car rental, and its activities. So all these references that we have made now, airline, hotel, car rental company, go into the GDS system. And as we know, GDS system are many, starting from Sabre to WorldSpan, Amadeus, Galileo. These are all distribution channel for the products like airline, like hotel, and car rental company. All these car rental company, through their centralized reservation system, go into the GDS, put their product there, which is again approached by travel agent or any corporate that has the GDS system with them, and would buy through the central reservation system that provide as a distribution channel. So as I mentioned, GDS system providers are neither buyer nor seller. They are just the distribution channel. And this is what the global distribution channel refers to. I mentioned quite a few names: Sabre, Galileo, WorldSpan, Amadeus. These are few names that are very famous in global distribution system. And as I mentioned, they buy from CRS of airlines, hotels, or car rental company. Here it is. The global distribution systems are Amadeus, Sabre, Travelport, are all public companies today, and they provide today these three leaders in North American and European global travel distribution system: Amadeus, Sabre, and Travelport. Revenues for all of them are air booking. In particular, they earn huge margin by charging license fees, service fees, and the transaction fee for booking and access to their network. So what happens? These distribution systems are installed at travel agent, corporate offices, possibly whoever pays for that. And in installing these GDS system into their offices, they charge different fees and they earn the revenue. Some of them also earn revenue for every booking that they have made for an airline, some amount, and make money, because again, GDS is a public company. So this is a chart, the travel distribution industry today. It gives bring in supplier, then aggregators, and GDS. Travel agent would buy from supplier, would buy, supplier would give it to GDS, who would give it to travel agent, and then it will go to consumer. And likewise, the other graph also suggests the supplier would use GDS system by booking through GDS system. All the details would be fed in. So supplier would have their own central reservation system, and this is how the distribution happened. And finally, it comes to consumer. So today, three main players still dominate the North American and European global travel distribution system: Sabre, Amadeus, and Travelport. Sabre is one of the travel industry's largest global distribution system. alongside Amadeus and Travelport. Together, these three companies comprise 97% of all travel bookings worldwide. You can see how great control they have in the distribution center. So here it is, a chart that tells you Sabre, Amadeus, Travelport, airlines. There are 420 airlines. In Sabre, Amadeus has more than 490. There are more than 1 million hotels into it, whereas less are there in Amadeus, and still less is in Travelport. So basically, you look at various suppliers who are into this global distribution network. So railways, 50 companies worldwide are also in the global distribution system. So railway bookings can also be done through the GDS system. There we come to an end of our chapter number 9. You are listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you very much.